All right, we're recording.
All right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the Bad Boys of Wrestling. Who am I here with today? You're with me, DB.
And me, Josh.
Okay, we talked about this, okay? You got to do the rhyme. You got to rhyme it, okay?
Right, yeah. Let's do this again.
Okay. You know what? Forget it. It's fine. Okay. It's me, DB. I'm with Josh. And this is an emergency episode. We are talking to you guys to update you about a situation that's going on that we are concerned about. And we wish we had better news, but we wanted to keep the Bad Boys family informed. We want to keep the fans updated on what's going on. So what happened is Sammy and Max aren't here, and we're going to explain to you why that is. So they essentially flew to California. They left Sunday afternoon. They chartered a private jet. So this wasn't a commercial flight like on a Delta or United. They chartered a private jet. How they did that was that they liquidated the Patreon fund.
Yeah.
So they took the money out of the Patreon fund and they ended up chartering a private jet, and it left Newark Airport on Sunday evening. I think they were flying out at 6:48 p.m. The plane, I really don't know how to put this. The plane is missing.
Whole plane.
The plane is gone. We're getting updates as the story is unfolding, but the entire plane is missing, gone. Obviously, if it was a plane crash, there would be an investigation. There'd be a team going out to recover the wreckage and things like that, but the plane is just missing. You know, I think if it was like United or Delta, like a commercial airline, you might see it on the news or something, but because it's a private jet, you know, it's not really going to be getting major coverage or anything like that. It was, the jet was N-420PP, that left Newark Airport again at 6:48 PM. And when a plane's flying, it's sending out pings to...
Right. And there are stations, like, keeping track of things, you know, what's in our airspace.
Yeah, I don't really know how it works, but that's essentially what was going on. Do you have any updates, Josh?
So I've been texting with my parents, who's been in contact with the FAA. And so far, the only update we've gotten is that it was last seen over the California-Nevada border around 10:51 p.m. And then the pings just stopped. Complete lost track of it. Nobody knows where it is. The whole plane just seems to have disappeared.
Yeah, we don't have any other real updates. Again, we're just kind of doing a short emergency episode to keep you guys updated. Max and I, the weird thing is Max and I were talking when he was on the plane. Like, you know, him and I were texting. The last text I got from him was pretty close to that time. It was, I think, let me check my phone. Hold on.
Right.
Yeah, it was, the last text was at like 10 something. Oh, 10:20.
You comfortable rating it for our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, he said he couldn't talk anymore. There's way too many hookers and blow on the plane. He says, FYI, you would hate it on this plane because you're gay. That was the last text I got from Max.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're here because we want you guys to know. We're here because we all care, you know. I think they would want us to continue the pod. Right. Let's be honest. They would want us to keep going. They wouldn't want the pod to stop.
Right. They had a real "the show must go on" kind of attitude.
Absolutely. Under any circumstances. So, you know, Josh and I will explain that things are going to be different, obviously. But the long-term hardcore Bad Boys fans are here to stay. And we're not going to let you down. We're not going to let you down. So I'm in control of the Patreon now. So all the funds that the Patreon will be obtaining, I will be in control in. Again, we're at zero.
Right.
We're at the bottom again, but we'll get back.
Right. And with you in charge of that, and with all due respect to Max, I feel it's going to be handled a lot more, you know, better for the podcast, for everyone on the podcast, not just, you know, two of the members of the podcast. The funds are going to be more, are going to spent more appropriately.
Yeah, I mean, look, they...
With all due respect to whoever was handling it before.
Sure, sure, of course, you know. They always said, I thought things were good. I mean, they said that all the money we were making was going back into the show and the quality, but, you know, we still have some serious equipment issues.
Right.
You know, our microphones are pretty basic, and our recording gear, I wouldn't say, is the best. But I said, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. You know, I trusted them with the Patreon money. But I could see how a private plane is important. You know, you want to be in comfort when you're going to California.
You know, as someone who's just like a guest on this podcast, not one of the hosts, although... Maybe without the obstacles that were there before, I might be able to become host now. The two obstacles.
Well, let's not.
Right, but yeah, I can see that. What you're saying. You know, I don't have the full understanding they did of how to allocate this fund. So maybe, yeah, we did need a private jet.
Yeah, look, like definitely still a guest, but possible route.
Possible
to
route.
Host to right. host, but with all due respect.
Of course.
All due respect to the missing. Because nothing's confirmed
right.
yet.
They're just missing. No bodies have been found.
Nothing. Nothing has been found. And that's the thing that maybe hurts the most. You know? That it's just such a mystery out there.
Right. It'd be nice to have some closure. Like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's grim to say, but I'd rather have their dead bodies be found than their possibly alive bodies still be missing.
Yeah. And I understand that. And like, look, man, this is good for you, you know, in the sense of path to hosting, with all due respect,
right.
with all due respect. But it's your family, you know?
I mean, you were absent on one of the pods, and I will admit, this does make it easier for me, this whole missing situation, but no, they were not family.
No, okay, no. Gotcha. I'm sure you'd much rather be hosting... Or possible host.
Possible host, yeah.
With
someone I consider family, which, you know, so far I'm guessing someone's with someone I consider family.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate that. So we're going to be revamping the show. We're going to be getting back to basics for all the real hardcore Bad Boys fans. What does that mean? What does that mean, getting back to basics? Well, Max and Sammy, the show started as... a wrestling podcast, hence why it's called Bad Boys of Wrestling. And Max and Sammy kept pushing this direction of let's talk about wrestling less and talk about nothing more, you know, a pod about nothing. I did not like the direction that was going in. I'm a guy that wants a podcast to have segments, be informative, give you the things that you really need to know about the wrestling world and the world around you. And they just kept pushing this stupid agenda of no, let's just go and talk and talk about nothing. Like, I'm like, what is this, Seinfeld? With all due respect, don't
right.
get me wrong. This is with all due respect to the missing. Okay, wasn't working for me. But now that we are in this position. It's only we got to make do with what we got,
right?
And we're getting back to basics, meaning We're going to be having segments now for you guys.
Right.
I don't want you to think that the pod's going to be going down in quality. We're going to be exploding.
Right. With all due respect to the missing and the direction they were heading in, I think it's great that we could add some structure to the podcast.
Definitely.
That maybe would, you know, make things run a little smoother. It could help bring in some new fans.
New fans. And definitely lower tensions.
Right.
Let's be honest. A lot of tension when they were here.
Yeah, tensions were high. Yeah.
Tensions were high. You know, we had a lot of issues with interns. They had a lot of issues with interns.
Right, yeah.
We had a high intern turnover rate. They wouldn't stick around for whatever reason.
Right, which of course, you know, slows things down production wise because then we got to do their jobs.
Yeah,
because they're quitting so often due to, you know, behind the scenes behavior from two of the members of this podcast.
Two that will go unnamed.
Right.
But with all due respect.
Wait, out of respect to them, we will not name those two members.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's going to be a renaissance here. We're both really excited. We're going to be bringing segments to you guys like politics, B-movies. So we're going to be reviewing B-movies.
That's the one I'm excited about. I just rewatched Lawnmower Man the other day.
Oof, dude. That's exciting. So, you know, segments like that, the things that people really want to hear about. And obviously, we're going to be getting back to wrestling, okay? We're going to be doing this pod as a majority of wrestling, and it's going to be really refreshing, I think, for the listeners. Pardon me. So, oh, man, I'm just getting a little...
Right.
A little choked up. It's a little hard to talk about them. But I feel like a weight has been lifted off. You know, the atmosphere seems more friendly.
Right.
Seems more positive. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
in some ways, it's like opening a window and getting some fresh air in.
Big time fresh air. Because it was stinking. Let's be honest. The last couple episodes were really... Right. Starting to get rancid, like a festering wound.
Right.
With all due respect,
to them. I mean, like, nobody's here to defend themselves who are involved, so out of respect to them, we're just going to not say their names.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're getting a solid direction now. The quality is going to be going through the roof. So with that being said, we're going to try to, let's implement some of those new things. And we're a podcast. We got to keep going on. That's what they would want. So this is a podcast about wrestling. We going to talk wrestling, folks. And that's what I'm excited about here. So let's get into it. Josh, what'd you think of Monday Night Raw?
I don't watch wrestling.
Okay. All right. Well... Okay, we're gonna work on that. We'll get you caught up. It's gonna be out of the park next week. Okay, but again, this was a shorter episode just to kind of update you guys on the situation. When we get any updates, we will record a new episode and let you know. At this time, the plane is missing. Okay, so that's the best we can say. And then we'll get you caught up. SmackDown's this Friday. Road to WrestleMania, so there's a lot to get caught up on, but we'll get you there.
Yeah, I might check it out, you know. I mean, now that, you know, it's part of the pod.
I would assume this is kind of the road to you becoming a host would be, it's a wrestling pod.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
That's, it's a wrestling pod.
Alien updates?
Ooh. Let's see. Actually, yes. There is an alien update. I forgot this. A huge craft was spotted.
Yeah?
Yes. It was described as like football fields long.
This isn't that jellyfish one.
No. No, this was a different video that was released. And it was a football fields long, as described, craft, triangle shaped, had, you know, a light in the front, two lights in the back, multiple sightings. And this is because it was so big. It was multiple sightings over multiple towns and cities. It was last spotted in Nevada.
Nevada? When was this?
This was on Sunday.
Sunday night?
I think so.
Wait, pull up the video. Is there a timestamp?
No. It's, whatever. All right. You know what, guys? We're going to go. Keep tuning in. You'll get your updates when you need them. And with all due respect to the missing, we miss you guys. We miss you guys. But we'll cut it here. I think it's a good place to cut it.
Yeah. Okay. I got to.
Thanks. You don't think?
No.
You don't think that has anything to do?
Listen, I'm still not convinced by this kind of stuff, but I mean,
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.